are you?
I'm good, Joey. Good to see you as always.
Yeah, man, it's been a while. We were just talking earlier. Years?
I feel like it has been years. It definitely feels like a long time. That's for sure.
I'm not sure if it was pre-COVID though.
I know we checked in on each other during COVID. I don't know. Exactly. I don't think we had a full conversation. It was more just, are you okay? Most importantly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I have the feeling that it hasn't been that long. But you're good now? Everything's well?
All is well. Yeah. And I hope the same for everyone listening as well. And you look well. You know, you've always got the hair on point.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Yeah. I never really use any gel.
Wow.
So at least I try to use as less as possible.
You just woke up like this.
Kind of. Yeah, I get out of the shower, I calm it, and that's it. Is that how you say it, by the way? You calm it? No.
Yeah.
Brush it? Yeah, you calm it. Yeah, well, okay.
Both are acceptable answers, yeah.
Exactly. So what I wanted to talk to you about today is kind of the going through the latest updates regarding the whole playlist situation. You're the playlist boss, and the last time we spoke has been a while, as we mentioned. So I was kind of curious to hear from you in the last few years, what has been added to, well, let's keep it with the main platform, so Apple Music and Spotify, I guess. The biggest changes that you've seen, which you think could be beneficial for artists these days?
Wow. It's a very open question. You know, it's interesting because I'll be the first to admit, you know, I used the word playlist as sort of a buzzword when I first wrote the books and started doing all of this.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. It still is a very popular word, you know, if we're talking in terms of SEO or things like that. But I feel like there hasn't been a large amount of developments in the way of playlists as much as there's been developments outside of playlists through other editorial features. So I guess to expand on that a little bit, you know, yes, playlists still exist in existence. They're still very popular. They still can help an artist get their numbers up and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's all these other ways that artists can get heard on music streaming platforms specifically, such as they now have radio stations built into them. They have endless listening modes where you listen to an artist. You could be listening to Joey Suki, and then when it's done, it, instead of silence, it just keeps playing other artists.
Yeah.
And what I've found, and I can't speak for everyone, is that as opposed to just playing a playlist, and then choosing the next one, people are more likely to just start playing music and just hope that it just keeps going and it just keeps delivering endless music that they want to listen to. And I think part of the reason why it's gone more in that direction is because of all the smart speakers that we have in our houses, in our cars, in our phones, in our headphones and earbuds now. A lot of people are just saying, play new hip-hop music, play upbeat dance music, play gym music, whatever it is, and they're just getting fed music as opposed to saying, play the 2022 Hype Up Massive Gains playlist, and then that playlist runs out and they have to go hunting for more music. So
do you have any data on that, as in is that like a for sure that a lot of people do that? Because I don't know a lot of people who actually do that, as in the Netherlands, most people don't really do that. That's.
Yeah. I mean, as far as numbers go, I certainly don't take this as, you know, solid, you know, as such, but one number I had, a friend that is an editor at one of the platforms here in the United States said to me that 40% of requests for chill music are people actually using their voice.
Wow.
And then I started to look into it, and, you know, I mean, one thing you can do, what most of us can do, is go into the back end tools at Amazon Music for Artists, Spotify for Artists, and they show you things such as how people are hearing your music. Amazon Music for Artists specifically show you the number of voice requests where people have actually said the artist's name, a song title, an album title, or they've even spoken, or even in some cases sung part of the lyrics to the song.
Really?
And you can actually see that in there. So it's interesting because I've had artists come to me and say, I had no idea that 200 people requested my music by name specifically using Alexa. So that's really cool. And I mean, once again, not speaking for everyone, but for me, when I listen to music now, I use hands-free as much as I can. If I'm driving or if I'm walking somewhere, I've got, I won't say the name because all my technology will go off, but I've got the Apple Assistant in all my devices. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm finding that I'm starting stations based on a song I like, or I'm just requesting an artist I like and listening to their latest music. And outside of that, there is a number of radio stations that all of these music streaming apps are creating as well. So when you don't know exactly what you want to listen to, you could just press play and start streaming those.
Oh, sick. Maybe the states, I'm not sure though. We do have a lot of smart devices here. If I look at my home, like the Lightning, we have Sonos, like all those type of stuff. But somehow the voice activation of music, to me at least, is a bit weird because it never really plays the thing that I wanted to play, unless you really aim for like an artist or whatever. But maybe I'm just a bit too picky when it comes down to music. Like I can imagine that, let's say, normal people who aren't artists or that related to music, they just come in house and say, hey, play some chill music. And then the whole thing starts to play. That will make sense to me. But to me, it somehow just doesn't really work that well.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be different for every person as well. You know, it's something I've definitely noticed over the last few years more so. And I don't know if it had anything to do with majority of people here being at home and just having music playing in their house for background noise, or, you know, to feel comfortable, because if you go from working in an office with a large amount of people and noise and conversations, and then you work from home and it's silence, some people can't actually concentrate with silence, as strange as that sounds. You know, I know that without even intentionally doing it, we've talked about chill music. You know, I mean, it's no surprise that in the last few years, a lot of lo-fi, a lot of down-tempo chill music really picked up even more, because it's perfect while you're working, because it, a lot of the time, it doesn't have words. You're not going to find yourself racing to Shazam that song to add it to your playlist. And that's not downplaying. You know, I'm a big fan of lo-fi and chill music. But it is the kind of music you can have on in the background without having to run to see what is playing and all of that. So that's kind of my discovery.
Yeah. So regarding the playlist, you say like the algorithm has kind of shifted, or the human behavior on the platforms has kind of shifted. And the playlists as they were didn't really change that much.
Yeah. I mean, the amount of playlists has increased significantly, you know, which is great in a way, because it means arguably there's more opportunities for artists to end up on a playlist, but it also means that it's very competitive for people's attention. You know, instead of a small number of playlists focused on a specific genre or mood, you've now got an endless amount, and everyone has the opportunity to just create their own. You know, so I feel like they're still important, and they're still very much, you know, the go-to for a lot of people, but it has become a lot more, don't want to say saturated, but it has become a lot more challenging for artists now, you know, if focusing purely on playlists is your intention. I still, just for the record, I still believe that getting on a larger editorial playlist can help an artist to find some new fans and gain more streams. Like, I'm not saying that they aren't still great, and even some of those third party or user created playlists, but I do feel like there just became so much focus on them that people were putting all of their energy into that and basically just saying, for this song, our strategy revolves around getting on these playlists and that's it. You know, whereas, as you know, I don't need to tell you, there's so many more things you can do around a release. And as a result, the playlists will come. You know, if you go down a different route and you are very active on TikTok or Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts and people start to notice you there, that will then translate over, ideally, to music streaming, and you will end up on playlists as well as a result.
Yeah, it's funny to see now you've mentioned it, like, I never really noticed it, but it did kind of change over the past years. And funny enough, I'm not sure if it's also available in the States. I guess it is. But on Netflix, there's the a mini series about Netflix, about Spotify. Did you see it? Yeah.
You know, it's on my list. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's called The Playlist. And I must say, I really liked it. And what I didn't know was that the playlist, so the functionality of having a playlist, was kind of the, you could say, breakthrough thing that made Spotify interesting for a lot of people.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, it's to me, it's almost like you could compare playlists to CD compilations, where you would go to the record store and you would buy a disc with 20 songs on there that, you know, ideally you like all of them and you play it all the way through.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's funny looking back on Spotify and how they started and how much, you know, it changed the UI, some of the things they had. I don't know if you remember this, but in the early stages, you could actually direct message people within Spotify. And so it was crazy because I'd have someone I used to work with or someone I went to school with direct messaging me because they make music, and they'd be like, hey, I got this track. And you could include the track with the direct message within Spotify. I totally understand why they don't do that now. I mean, looking at SoundCloud, a lot of great things have come from those direct messages, but a lot of messages have come as a result. It got very, very busy in the inbox.
Yeah, a lot of bots as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So in general, like, would you say focusing on playlist as an artist, would you say that's still important? As you mentioned, the editorial ones, or do you think like there's not much you can do within your control?
It's still important. Definitely. I always tell artists, you need to fill out those forms. If you don't fill out those forms, you miss out on being considered for editorial playlists. You miss, in the case of Spotify, you miss out on your music going into release radar for people that follow you. With Amazon Music, you miss the opportunity to tag up to three artists that sound similar to that song that you're releasing. You know, all of these little things that, beyond just potentially landing on a playlist now or in the future, it also attaches all this additional information to your music, such as instruments used, mood, genre, hometown location of the artist, similar artists and things like that. And that travels with the song everywhere it goes. So outside of these playlists, there's potential for that song to be delivered to the right audience as well on those endless listening modes, those radio stations and things like that. Not to mention, a lot of these streaming services now have a free version where the only way you can listen is on shuffle, and they're going to be placing songs in there for you. And I see a lot of opportunities potentially there for artists as well. So submitting is still very important, but relying on getting placed on a playlist is unrealistic. I mean, it's great when it happens, but as long as you filled out the form and added all the detail you can, that part is done. And, you know, it takes less than 5 minutes per platform. And I think there's probably five different platforms that offer that submission process right now. So it really isn't going to take up more than 30 minutes as long as you've got all the information in front of you.
Yeah, because what I also hear from most artists is that the whole third-party playlist thing, I don't want to say it's completely done, but it's a shithole, as in there's so many playlists that seem to be fake, you know, like having a lot of followers or seem to be having a lot of followers. Then you pay them to actually get into the playlist and zero streams or 10 streams, you know. And that happens a lot. So what I hear a lot from my clients, at least, is that they're tired of it, you know, like paying or spending that much time to get featured in third-party playlists, in most cases, doesn't really benefit you anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there are some that will actually do what they say, but for the most part, there's just so many people out there that just are taking the money and either delivering fake streams or botted streams or no streams at all, because a lot of those services, they can't guarantee anything. And what's crazy is if they could guarantee X number of streams, then that means they're in control of where they're coming from, which means that there's probably a bunch of devices strapped to a wall playing that playlist on loop. What pains me is that the people that make these and do these services and charge money for it, there's no way to punish them, because they can just create a new account, a new PayPal, a new whatever, and just do it again. Whereas for the artist can get punished for engaging in those services. And as you know, the worst case, an artist can actually have their music taken down and their distributor may not work with them anymore.
And but that's weird to me as well, because it's so hard to see beforehand if a playlist is fake or not. So it's weird that you get punished as an artist, to me.
It is. It really pains me to see that. And so, you know, a lot of people will say to me, hey, why don't you call out all of these services that are doing this? And I said, well, I could do that, but then they can just start up the next day under another name.
Yeah.
What I prefer to do is just focus on educating the artists and just protecting them from this ongoing and just saying, look, I know that you care about your music. You do anything to grow your audience, grow your numbers, but here's why this isn't the right way. And here's what would happen if you engage in these services. Because otherwise, you know, I could just spend all day listing all these companies that send these emails, and I'd rather just spread the word to all the artists and just say, look, this is why it's not okay. And if there is something that does seem legit, go on Reddit, ask people, you know, if you have other artists in the same genre, just ask them. But I'd be very wary, because there are people that will say, hey, I have an editorial contact at Spotify. Give me money and I'll get this song in front of them, or I'll get it in this playlist. If that person actually had a relationship with that person at Spotify and that person at Spotify found out, their friendship would be over. They wouldn't be talking to each other anymore. And not only that, but that person at Spotify would risk getting in trouble as well, whether they were aware or not. So, you know, I just want people to be very wary of that. And what I would say is, you know, if you're an independent artist and you have a distributor and you have a song that you feel is just the one, you know, that could just absolutely break in a good way and, you know, reach and connect with a larger audience, and this could be your hit song, hopefully one of many. I would say have an entire plan in place and then talk to your distributor. You know, ask around, you know, go on social media. I like LinkedIn for these kind of things, and just look for someone on the artist services or creator services team and just connect with them and just let them know what you've done so far, that you've got this song, what your plan is around it, what you're doing. You know, yeah. Let's be realistic. They're not going to say, what's your marketing budget? If you're an independent artist, you're probably not having a $5,000 marketing budget and paying for billboards for yourself. So you would just be saying, I've got these social media posts that I'll be uploading. I've got the, you know, I've got these live streams that I'll be doing. You know, whatever you can do, include that. And the reason I like to say this is that it's with your distributor who most likely will have those connections and will be able to help you. Mm-hmm. And it's safe and it's not going to cost you any money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's a distributor that takes a percentage, of course they are invested in you and your music. And if they don't take a percentage, you know, and they pay out 100% of the royalties, it's still a really good look for them. So as long as the music is your strongest release and you feel it's worth sharing, when the time comes, just keep that in mind as well. And I certainly wouldn't do that for every release. Wait mm-hmm. until you've had some level of success with releasing yourself, and then you've got that one song that you feel is the one. Yeah. And then keep that in mind. I would much rather an artist tries doing that as opposed to paying someone. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay. Yeah, well, I just wanted to briefly check in with you to see what the latest things in the industry was, and clearly not that much within playlist land, let's say. But it's a good thing, you know, like I think Spotify has found kind of the balance of what playlists should be on the platform and how it should work. Because in the past few years, honestly, it was a chaos in playlist land, you know. I kind of feel like it's easy waters right now, and that's a good thing. It's balanced out. So that's good to hear from you, and also to hear that there's also other options to have as an artist to promote your music. So I wanted to thank you for your time this morning, because you just woke up, I guess.
I woke up a couple of hours ago, but okay. I'm having my first cup of coffee now. Oh. So great way to start the day.
Thanks for your time, man, and stay in touch.
Definitely appreciate it. Thank you, Joey.